Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Dexus Property Group conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, the 11th of December, 2013. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Mr. Darren Stalbeck, CEO. Thank you. Please go ahead, sir.
Welcome, everyone, and good morning, and thanks for joining us for this presentation on the Dexus and CPPIB offer that we announced earlier today to acquire all of the listed issued units in the Commonwealth Property Office Fund, or CPA. And we'll refer to this offer throughout the presentation as the Dexus offer. With me this morning are Craig Mitchell, our CFO, and Ross DuVernay, our EGM of Strategy, Transactions and Research. If we just turn to the agenda slide, we'll begin with a summary of the offer and key highlights, and follow on with more detail about the offer itself and its impact on key metrics. We won't go into too much detail on sections 3 to 5, but we will highlight a few key points, and we'll then take any questions you might have. So we take a look at the executive summary. Dexus and CPPIB, together known as the consortium, intend to make an off-market takeover bid to acquire all of the issued units in CPA. The offer, valued at $1.27 per CPA unit, comprises a 77.45 cents per security cash payment and 0.4516 Dexus securities. What is important is that our strategic rationale has not changed and remains as outlined in our initial proposal released on the 11th of October of this year. We've taken the time to complete due diligence, and that has enabled us to confirm our view on value. Our disciplined approach has allowed us to increase the consideration payable to CPA unit holders while ensuring there are no unnecessary risks or surprises for current or new Dexus investors. The due diligence has also identified future opportunities within the portfolio which can be unlocked by our strong management team. We have also today exercised our right to take delivery of the 350 million CPA units under our forward contract with Deutsche Bank, which gives us a 14.9% voting power in CPA. Additionally, under the Dexus offer, there is a no minimum acceptance condition. The Dexus offer reinforces our strategic objective of being a leader in Australian office and follows an 18-month period of being able to execute on our strategy. Importantly, we are undertaking this offer with CPPIB, providing a clear third-party endorsement of the Dexus offer and an endorsement of our capability to drive value. The Dexus offer represents greater value, less execution risk, and is superior to the GPT Group's offer. It brings together two complementary portfolios, with CPA unit holders provided with an ongoing investment with an A-REIT with a similar risk profile to CPA. Today, the confidentiality and exclusivity agreement with the Commonwealth Bank of Australia has terminated, but we intend to continue engaging with the bank to negotiate the terms of the CPA management facilitation, and are confident that this will be finalised in the next few days. Just touching on strategy, this acquisition is consistent with our strategy and is in line with two of our strategic objectives. Firstly, being the leading owner and manager of Australian office, and also being the wholesale partner of choice when it comes to capital partnerships. I'll now pass over to Craig to talk about the Dexus offer in more detail.
Thanks, Darren, and good morning, everyone. I'm now on slide number 9. And before I go into detail of the Dexus offer, there are a few points here that I'd like to highlight. Firstly, CPA unit holders will also be entitled to receive the 3.5 cents per unit of distribution for the 6 months ending December 2013. Also, Dexus securities issued to CPA unit holders will rank equally with existing securities, including for any distribution with a record date that falls on or after they are issued. As Darren outlined earlier, the consortium has completed due diligence, and is comfortable owning CPA at all ownership levels. And we also have committed acquisition and term debt facilities to meet all funding requirements under all scenarios. Now let's go to slide 10 and we look at the offer detail metrics in detail. If you look at the table, you can see the offer is for the remaining 85.1% of units that we don't already own. The Dexus scrip consideration is the same consideration as it was originally. And the increase has been in the cash consideration, which has been borne equally by the consortium members. So the total value to CPA unit holders, including the 3.5 cents distribution, is $1.27. The Dexus offer is an attractive value proposition and provides CPA unit holders with an opportunity to participate in the benefits associated with an investment through Dexus by the ownership of our leading Australian office portfolio and established funds management platform, access to a high-quality management team and specialist office expertise, and access to our established internalised property management model. Now, if you compare the Dexus offer to the GPT offer on slide 11, you can see the Dexus offer is of greater value and has lower execution risk. And looking at the table in more detail, you can see both structures are an off-market takeover. However, under the Dexus offer, there is no minimum acceptance conditions, where the GPT offer has a 50.1% minimum acceptance decision. And finally, at the bottom, you can see the total value to CPA unit holders under the Dexus offer is $1.27, and you can compare that to the GPT offer of $1.235, which is 3.3 cents higher than the GPT offer. Now let's turn to the financial and gearing impacts. So if you look at the pro forma FFO for FY14, what we've done here is present the implementation at two different time periods. Firstly, being acquisition at 28th February of 2014, and secondly, doing a full year assuming an acquisition of 1 July 2013. And from that, you can see there is a 1% increment on FFO to bringing FFO from FY14 to be plus 8% from FY13, assuming implementation date of 28th of February. And on an annualised basis, FFO accretion is approximately 3% per annum. Now, it's moving now to slide number 13. The pro forma impact on gearing is an increase of 5.7%. Which is increases gearing to 34.7%, which is at the midpoint of our gearing range of 30 to 40%, and is also consistent with our presentation about a month ago. And if we look at dilution to NTA per security, NTA is expected to drop just under 2% to $1.03. If you exclude the facilitation payment out of that dilution calculation, the 1.9% dilution drops to 1%. We're also confident that we'll be able to recover that dilution over the next 3 years. It's worth pausing at this point to explain what our intentions are if we do not achieve 100% interest in CPA. As mentioned earlier, the Dexus offer is not subject to any minimum acceptance conditions, but the consortium is seeking to acquire 100% interest in CPA, and we'll undertake compulsory acquisition of CPA on achieving a 90% interest. We've outlined on the slide what the consortium's current intentions are if we do not achieve a 90% interest in CPA, but we are confident with an investment in CPA under all possible outcomes. Our bidder statement is expected to be released later this month. We'll outline more detail in relation to this position. So I now hand back to Darren.
Thanks, Craig. We'll now touch on the next few slides, which highlight that an investment in Dexus is an investment in office. And if we turn to slide 16, the key points to highlight are that Dexus has 78% of its portfolio in office property. We embarked on a strategy almost 18 months ago and chose the right time to start buying office, a move now being replicated by others. Our commitment to growing our office presence has been demonstrated by the significant acquisitions we have undertaken. And pleasingly, these acquisitions remain on target to meet or exceed all acquisition metrics. Slide 17 reinforces the point about Dexus being an investment in office, looking at the impacts of a combined Dexus balance sheet portfolio with CPA. Office will represent 83% or $7.6 billion of the $9.2 billion Dexus balance sheet property portfolio. And the merged Dexus office portfolio will maintain its 87% exposure to prime grade property assets. The next few slides give some background on what leadership in office looks like for Dexus, a fully integrated platform supported by an experienced team and the quality assets in the Dexus portfolio. So if we now turn to slide 22. This slide shows we have a very experienced office team here at Dexus that can drive the returns from real estate. On average, the senior team has 22 years of experience and is headed by Kevin George, our EGM of Office and Industrial. We've provided profiles of individual team members in the appendices that provides an insight into the experience of the team. The next few slides look at our office expertise in action and highlight case studies on transactions, leasing and asset management success. I'd now like to turn to slide 30 of the presentation. CPPIB is our partner undertaking the offer alongside us. They are one of the world's top 10 largest retirement funds, are an experienced real estate investor, and have a long-term investment horizon. I'd like to reinforce that they work with strong operating partners who have deep local expertise, and it certainly gave us comfort during our due diligence process to have them by our side as we went through the CPA portfolio. So in summary, the Dexus offer is compelling and an attractive value proposition for CPA unit holders. This move reinforces our strategy and disciplined commitment to execution, and that we have a strong long-term partner by our side, providing clear third-party endorsement of the offer and our capabilities. Thank you, everyone. That brings the formal presentation to an end, and we'll now open up for any questions you might have.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your first question comes from the line of Stephen Rich from Credit Suisse. Please ask your question.
Morning, guys. Just a question with respect to the full year impact of the offer. You've grossed up to show a full year accretion number of 3.3%, assuming it happened on 1 July. But presumably there's some other events, for example, debt mark-to-market, swap breaks, etc., which will see a slightly different impact on FY15. Given this is only going to be in from 28th of February, can you talk to us a little bit about what you'd expect for FY15 accretion?
Yeah, Steve, Craig here. You're right, the 3.3% is an FY14 number. If you look at FY15 going forward, you probably have a forward curve of interest rates going slightly up, and I would say it's around 3%.
Great. And then just in terms of timing, sorry if I've missed it, been a bit rushed this morning, what's the anticipated offer close date?
Look, it's anticipated we'll have a bidder statement out in December, toward the end of the year. The offer will open up in January, and at this stage, it'll be in the bidder statement when it'll be closed, but we're anticipating the end of February.
Great. And was there any impact from the recent CPA upgrade that sort of adjusted your metrics at all, or was that in line with your expectations given the DD that you've done?
It was in line with our expectations. I think, you know, what has been really important to us was undertaking that DD over the past few weeks.
Great. Thanks, Dan.
Your next question comes from the line of John Kim from CLSA. Please ask your question.
Good morning and thank you. Can you just clarify in your agreement with CPPIB who owns the rights to the 14.9% stake in CPA? Is that solely owned by Dexus or is that a joint ownership?
It's solely owned by Dexus.
Okay. And if you acquire that stake, that it will still be solely owned by Dexus?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. And then as far as the timing, your implementation date of 28th February versus the GPT offer, which they're looking to close, I think, in early or at least mid-January, how do you address this timing difference if GPT were to raise its bid?
Look, I won't make any comment on the GPT offer. Our offer is open, and at this date, we'll open in January and we'll close at the end of February.
Is there anything you can do, though, to expedite the process, just to give...
I think, you know, we won't make any comment with regard to the GPT proposal today, apart from that that we've stated in our presentation.
Right. No, I'm just trying to clarify, because you say that you offer greater certainty than the other offer, and as far as the timing, given it's almost 2 months behind.
Yeah, John, I think the key point is the offer we put forward today is compelling for CPA unit holders and is a superior offer to the GPT offer.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Just a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to hand the conference back to your presenters.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining us today, and we look forward to speaking to many of you over the next few weeks. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.